Last time, I'm going to continue today with the Maharal's Shita, and we are back to where we were before Hanukkah, hopefully with the Hashpah of Hanukkah. But just not to lose that Hashpah, I wanted to bring you a Raya Gedoyla, Miyoit, that was in the back of my mind, and I did not mention it, although I had intended to. But someone in the back of the Beis Medrash who was listening to the shiur, between his own learning, he was catching bits and pieces of the shiur, remembered this avudram and pointed it out to me. And so I'm very grateful to him. What is the lotion of the Gemara in Menachos Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph? Shehzarta li avedosi. That's a very big thing. That you should, he should be blessed that he returned an aveda to me. This is the issue. We spoke about Rav Huttner's explanation of Moedim Anachnu Lo and pointed out that when we say Sha'ata, right? Sha'ata, it's not the same as saying Al. That Noidelucha Al Nisecha is gratitude. Lohoidois Al. Like Al Hanisim, we're Moedim Al Hanisim. But Moedim Anachnu Lo Sha'ata is acknowledgement, and it goes to the fundamental inyan of Emunah that Hashem is Hashem. It's like Hashem Hu Elokim, that's what we're saying. And furthermore, I pointed out that the need for that at this juncture in the Shemona Esrei, when the Chayr, this is something that we should declare at the very beginning, and indeed we do, because there are two different Mahalchim, two different sources for our knowledge of Hashem. And that is expressed in the first part of the Shemona Esrei, when we bow down, and in the latter part of the Shemona Esrei, when we once again bow down, in acknowledgement of Hashem. The first Mahalach is Masoiris HaOvos, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu and says, I am Hashem, who is the God of your father, Elokei Avicha. And this is Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov. But in the Moedim section of the Shemona Esrei, we have a new or different understanding or source of our knowledge of Hashem, and that is, of course, the direct and intimate knowledge that we have begufeinu and in our own experience in every moment of our lives of the presence of Hashem. And I want to point out something interesting to you. You need the one before you get to the other, because it's very possible to completely and absolutely ignore and be oblivious to the knowledge of Hashem that comes from our own bodies and from the nisim that happen all the way around us. Because unless we have the knowledge of Hashem to make that attribution, Hashem's tznius is such, and that also allows for Bechira Chavshis, as many Sfarim say. Because if we would see Yad Hashem every single moment in a very obvious way, then where's our Bechira? Then of course. So to give us Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to pull away. But that tznius means that we have to know that Hashem is and acknowledge Him. So how do we know that? The answer is Amasaira. Once we know that Hashem is, then we can attribute HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Teva, we can attribute HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our bodies, in every nace that happens, in every cell that's going on, nisim and flows all the time. So that second statement of Nisecha that we are grateful for comes immediately after a statement that we acknowledge Hashem, who's producing all of these nisim that we will be grateful for. So the first modem anach melach is the acknowledgement and awareness. And the night of Lachon and Sapitul Asecha is Al Chayenu HaMesur B'Yadecha, gratitude. So I wanted to bring a raya from the Moedim. Right? So he says like this. This is the Avudraham in Hilchos Tefillah, I mean in his Sefer on Tefillah, Shachris Shel Chol. In this edition, it's on page Kuf Chav Ches, if you'd like to look at it yourselves. So the drum says as follows. By the way, before I even say what the drum says, I want to point out that most people have a notion that the drum says something, and they have a mistaken notion about what the drum says. Now ask a person, why is it necessary all of a sudden for the Shaliach Tzibur is saying the whole Shmoneh Esrei again for our benefit, and all we are doing is listening, suddenly we have to chirp in on our own with a modim derabbanan. Why do we have to say a modim derabbanan? What is the point of the modim derabbanan that we suddenly have to say something and we didn't have to say anything by the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei or by Rifa'enu or by Shema Koleinu? Why suddenly by modim anachnu loch do we have to say something? So everyone says, that's what they say, in the name of the Avodram often, that the Avodram says, well, gratitude you have to give yourself. You can't have gratitude on Yedei Shaliach. If you really feel the acknowledgement of the gratitude, if you really feel appreciation, you understand? That is not what the Avodram says. Maybe a nice idea, but it is not what the Avodram says at all. Listen to what the Avodram says, and you'll see a perfect corroboration for Rav Huttner's idea that the first Moedim Anachnu Loch is simply the awareness and knowledge of Hashem. Kishiyagi Ashatz Lemoedim V'koreya Kol Ha'om Shoichin V'oimrim Hoidoa K'tano Hamascheles K'mo Kein B'modim She'ein derech ha'eved lahodos l'rabo v'lomar lo Adoni ata al yedei shaliach. You hear the words? That the Eved should say, you are my master. Where is there one word here about gratitude? The Eved is acknowledging the authority, the suzerainty of his master, the Eved being we, and the master being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, our acknowledgement of Hashem cannot be done al Yedei Shaliach. You know, Shema Yisrael, you have to say yourself also, you can't do it al Yedei Shaliach. There's no Shema Ka'ina. Why? Same thing. You can't be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim through a Shaliach. Listen to the next words of the Avodram. Elo kol Adam tzarich lekabel b'fiv oil Malchus Shemayim. What kind of O Malchus Shemayim? We're talking about Shema Yisrael over here. We're talking about Moedim Derabbanan. What's that been from the Avodram? That his comprehension of the beginning of Moedim is oil Malchus Shemayim. Why so? Because really it's acknowledgement of Hashem. Ve'im yekabel al yedei shaliach eino akabolo gmura sheyuchal lahatkish v'loy meloy shalachtiv. Who sent him? Avo b'sh'orat filoshi bakosha yochol litboya tzrochov al yedei shaliach shekol odom chofetz b'toivosoy v'loy yachkish v'yoy meloy shalachtiv. It's a peladikazach, the whole thing. V'zeu sh'omad David amarti l'ashem keili ato. Amarti Lashem, what does he have to say? Amarti Lashem, I said it. He's Madgish, I said it. I didn't let anyone say it for me. Ani ba'atzmi Amarti Loi, v'loi al yedei shaliach, eloi kei kol basar. Pasuku, etzven etzeb reishis, v'chulu v'chulu. I just want to point out that when you look at the Gemara and you see the different neschois of Moedim Anachnu Loch, it begins to understand what the whole machloikis was over there. But we won't go into that. That's not our agenda for today. I just wanted to point this out to you. So you see, to repeat, the biggest corroboration of Rav Huttner's explanation of the first words of Moedim, that it doesn't begin with gratitude, it continues with gratitude. But it begins with acknowledgement of Hashem. That is corroborated beautifully by this Avodram. Because the Avodram says, why don't we listen to the Shliach Tzibur? Why do we have to say our own Moedim Anachnu Loch in the Chazaras Hashatz when we don't say anything else? Don't ask me from Ksoiv L'chaim Toivim called Nebri Self, and that's Minhagim later. Moedim Anachnu Loch, he says, you have to say yourself. You know why? Because you cannot be Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim Al Yedei Shaliach. The whole idea of Kabbalas Oil, of course, it's a very personal and intimate thing. He says, because maybe later you'll say, I didn't send him. That's what he means. He means there's no such thing. Acknowledgement of Hashem has to be you. That's it. So the knowledge of Keili Ata, and you are Amarti, I'm the one who has to say it. That's what he said in the name of David HaMelech. That's the title of that pasuk in Tehillim, Perikuf Mem. Amarti Lashem Keili Ata. This is the yesod of the Avodram's idea, and Avodram is a corroboration of Rav Huttner's explanation. Going back to the Teferis Yisrael.
That you said yourself. fridge.
No, because everything, you said the whole Shmoneh Esrei yourself. So what do you need Chazaras HaShatz altogether? But the Chazaras HaShatz started for people who couldn't say the Shmoneh Esrei themselves. And later it became concretized even if you say the Shmoneh Esrei yourself. So once you're listening to the Chazaras HaShatz for a certain kind of tefillah tzibur, the tzibur dik tefillah Chazaras HaShatz. How many times, by the way, just completely derech agav, but once you've mentioned it, there is such a zilzul in Chazaras HaShatz because of this notion that I already said the Shmoneh Esrei. V'safik nosob, nochamo. So be'emes, it's a very faulty way of thinking, bichlap, because listening to the Shaliach Tzibur, you have an opportunity to fix those places where you didn't have proper kavana, number one. It's like a kapara on the chait of not having kavana. Listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Secondly, once the takon of Chazaras HaShatz was established, there are many poskim that hold that this is a different kind of tefillah. It's a tefillah that encompasses the tzibur and becomes one tefillah al yedei ha-tzibur. So it's not a tefillah hayochid. It's not just that the Shliach Tzibur is acting as the shaliach of each individual who can't daven by himself. Most of the time, Baruch Hashem, we have sidurim. Most people can daven by themselves. So in a tzibur where everybody knows how to daven, why didn't they dispense with the whole idea of the Chazaras HaShatz altogether? The answer is because it turned into a notion of a tzibur davening through the Shaliach Tzibur as one unit. That's why the idea of talking in shul, as I've mentioned 100 times, is anathema, even if you're yourself in the shul with your chaver at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's no concept of talking dvarim betalim in a shul. Of course, what I'm saying now is absurd, because, I mean, people talk in the middle of the davening, kal v'chomer, when they're alone. But the emison is that the yiras hakavod that a person has to have for a shul, he should not talk dvarim betalim in a shul. He's not supposed to eat in a shul. You know that? You cannot eat in a shul. We have a special mereheter for drinking coffee, because how can you learn without drinking coffee? You know, how can a person learn without drinking coffee? It's unheard of. That's why, you know, you notice that the Batei Knesios are empty on a tainus. You know why? Because there's nothing to drink. So lemaisa, if you have kedushas beis haknesses, kedushas beis haknesses, and talking dvarim betalim, kal v'chomer lashon hara, rechilus in atzkin, and all the other things that come from dibur ba'alma, that didn't have no place here at all. Secondly, the Rambam says when you're sitting in front of the Sefer Torah, you're supposed to sit be'eim of a fachad. It's a very serious makom. I know people like to enjoy life and be friendly, and everybody likes to shoot the breeze, and it's an inyan of hiskarbus, and you know, it's nice. But that's not when you sit in front of the Sefer Torah, as they state in Rambam. In davening, it's not the biggest travesty. Somebody would ask me, should he come to shul and talk, or should he stay home? Vadigavis, he should stay home. I don't know if any Pesach would tell you otherwise. I don't know if there's even an inyan of Hamor Shabbat Machzir Lemutav. Stay in shul, sooner or later you'll stop talking. Stay in shul, and sooner or later your friend next to you will start talking. That's what's going to happen. But the whole idea that a person can come Lifnei Hashem is because we don't feel the presence of Hashem. That's the critical nekuda of this Moedim Anach Meloch Sha'atohu. You have to sense the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what I said about brachas also. You cannot make a bracha, ba 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 ba. And when you do, you're teaching, everyone should forgive me for this extreme expression, you're teaching kfirah. Because if there really was a Melech Malchei Hamelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're talking to, you would not talk like that. So it must be that it's all make-believe. It's all pro forma. It's all not real. And that is why we wonder what happened to our children. I guarantee you that anyone in the morning said a Moida Ani and he started to shake, Moida Ani Fonecha, and his child heard that, no one would go off the derech. But that is Parsha B'Pnei Atzmo. The Teferes Yisrael.
Why is the Nusach of Moedim then changed? If it's a whole thing that the Tzibur, so Mamele, you can say the same words and it's the Tzibur Dikas then. So why don't we change the Loshen for the Kol?
That is a very good question. The question of why we don't. He's asking a Moedim question of Yitzchak. He's saying, okay, we have to do it ourselves. So why wasn't it instituted simply that when the Shaliach Tzibur gets to Moedim, we all chime in with the exact same words? And we say that same Moedim Anachnu Loch. There's nothing apparently contradictory to our saying it, that we should just repeat the words. This is Agut Akasha, and it's been asked before, and we'll get to it, Bezis Hashem. It takes us off into a different world. You know, even the phrase Modim Derabbanan is intriguing. Some people say that there are various Chachamim that composed it, so it's called Modim Derabbanan, because the whole tefillah is Derabbanan. But there are other explanations. Nishfayesk.